Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 26, A Description of the Hellish Planets, Part 3. Shukadeva Goswami completes the fifth canto. The great sage Shukadeva Goswami then said, "My dear King Parikshit, in the province of Yamaraj, there are hundreds and thousands of hellish planets. The impious people I have mentioned, and also those I have not mentioned, must all enter these various planets according to the degree of their impiety. However, those who are pious enter other planetary systems, namely the planets of the demigods. Nevertheless, both the pious and the impious are once again brought to earth after the results of their pious or impious acts are exhausted." In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second and third cantos, I have already described how one can progress on the path of liberation. In the Puranas, the vast universal existence, which is like an egg divided into 14 parts, is described. This vast form is considered the external body of the Lord, created by His energy and qualities. It is generally referred to as Virat Rupa. If one reads the description of this external form of the Lord with great faith, or if one hears about it or explains it to others in order to propagate Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness, his or her faith and devotion in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, will gradually increase. Although developing this consciousness is very difficult, by this process one can purify oneself and gradually come to an awareness of the Supreme Absolute Truth. One who is interested in liberation, who accepts the path of liberation and is not attracted to the path of conditional life, is called Yati, a devotee. Such a person should first of all control his or her mind by thinking of the Virat Rupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, and then gradually think of the spiritual form of Krishna, which is Sachid Ananda, after hearing of both forms. Thus, one's mind can be fixed in Samadhi. By bhakti or devotional service, one can then realize the spiritual form of the Lord, which is the destination of devotees. Thus, one's life becomes successful. And so, my dear king, I have now described for you this planet Earth, other planetary systems and their varshas or lands, their rivers and mountains. I have also described the sky, the oceans, the lower planetary systems, the directions, the hellish planetary systems, and the stars. All of these constitute the Virat Rupa, the gigantic material form of the Lord, on which all living entities repose. I have thus explained the wonderful expanse of the external body of the Lord.